We welcome you back to Conestoga High School, getting set for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader. Up next, boys varsity action in the girls game. If you weren't listening, completed a few minutes ago, the Tiger girls picked up their 10th win of the season as they defeated Conestoga by a final score of 45-41. That improves Andy Armbruster's squad to 10-5 on the year. The Conestoga Cougars dropped to 7-8. Over on our sister station right now on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is in Humboldt. At halftime, the Humboldt girls, HTRS, leading Johnson County Central 18-16. A two-point ball game at halftime, HTRS over JCC. As we said, up next here, boys varsity action, the Fall City Tigers and the Conestoga Cougars. And we should note at the outset that Fall City head coach Don Hogue is not able to be here tonight. He's having some issues with illness, and so he's home tonight and taking over with the coaching duties. His assistants, Jason Redemeyer, Josh McCampbell, and Connor Hogue, taking over as the coaching here tonight with Coach Hogue out. And Coach Hogue, I'm sure you're probably tuned in and listening to the game. Donnie, we certainly wish you a speedy recovery. We want to see you back on the side of the court here just as soon as possible. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for this ball game. First of all, for the Conestoga Cougars, they'll go with Jack Welsh. Welsh is 6'1 and a junior. Noah Simons. Simons is a sophomore at 6'1. Ty Fox. Fox 6'2 and a senior. Bryson Berg is a 6'1 senior. And Lucas Michael, 6'5 and a senior. So lots of experience out there. Some seniors and some big boys, 6'5, 6'2, 6'1 for the Cougars. For the Fall City Tigers tonight, they'll go with Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick, 5'11 and a junior. Race Farmer, a senior at 5'11. Carson Bredemeyer is 6'1 and a senior. Jackson Strauss, a junior at 6'3. And John Craig, a 6'3" junior, rounds out the starting five for the Fall City Tigers. Getting set to have the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. We'll step aside for a 60-second timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Jackson Strauss steps in to jump it up against Bryson Berg, and we're ready to get underway. Here's the tip controlled by the Tigers. But the official blows the whistle and stops the action. What happened here? The Tigers controlled it. Apparently it wasn't ready to go yet. We're going to do it all over. Here's the tip once again. Jackson Strauss up. This time it's controlled by the Cougars. Well, that was an interesting start to the ball game. Jack Welch with the basketball. Man-to-man defense. The Tigers open in a man-to-man. Welch comes to the left elbow. A cross-court pass to Lucas Michael. Back up to Welch between the rings at the top of the circle. Now to Michael in the corner on the right side of the basket. Lucas Welch. John Craig picks him up on the baseline. He couldn't get to the basket. They flip it back between the rings to the top of the key. Up to Simons. Simons, maybe it's Simons, I think. Simons with the basketball. Simons goes into Michael. Michael flips it out to Fox. Ty Fox feeds it underneath the basket. Ball is tipped away out of bounds off of Conestoga, and the Tigers will have the basketball. Full court pressure here by Conestoga to open the ball game. A full court press. Strauss will inbound it. Gets it into John Craig. Pass comes right back to Strauss, and now Bryson Buttrick will push the basketball up the court. Buttrick's pass across to Carson Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer is double-teamed out near midcourt. His pass is too tall for Bryson Buttrick. He cross-court pass goes out of bounds up into the stands, and the Tigers throw it away. The turnover gives the ball back to Conestoga. 7:13 to play, just underway here in the first quarter. No score in the contest. With the basketball is Ty Fox. Top of the circle, Jack Welch with it, feeds it underneath in the corner. Trying to move back and into the basket is Berg. Top of the key, a long three is up and good by Lucas Michael. Lucas Michael hits a three from the top of the circle, and it's 3-0 Conestoga. Full court pressure by the Cougars. Jackson Strauss gives off to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer dribbles up court, gets it to Buttrick across the timeline. Buttrick back again to Bredemeyer. They make it into forecourt. Around the horn, left side of the lane, Race Farmer with the ball. Farmer goes to Jackson Strauss, left side of the basket in the corner. Top of the key between the rings, back up to Bredemeyer. Down to the right side it comes. Race Farmer across court, driving, laying up, and good by Jackson Strauss. Race Farmer with the assist found Jackson Strauss streaking down the lane. Got the ball to him and he laid it off the glass. It's 3-2 Conestoga. Here come the Cougars quickly down court. Ty Fox with the basketball to the right elbow, all the way into the corner, working against Bryson Buttrick. Down here is Jack Welch. He can't get in. There's a driving lay-in off the glass, up and good by Bryson Berg. Berg found a seam down the lane. Full court pressure again by Conestoga. Tigers having a little bit of an issue with this. Buttrick working against the full court press, one-on-one here. Goes against Ty Fox. He gets it across the timeline. Buttrick tries to feed it to John Craig under the basket. Craig didn't see the ball coming. They throw it away, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Cougars. Here's Evans Vanda into the ball game. Vanda checks in now. He's a six-foot senior for the Cougars. 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. 4-3 your score. Tigers here on the right side now. Into the corner. Here's a long three up and good. And nailing the three is Jack Welch. Welch got that one down. We'll figure this out here in a minute. With the ball across court in the corner right side. Tigers with the ball trying to set it up. Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer holds the ball for a minute. I think they're going to get it corrected here in a minute. This score has been screwed up ever since we started. They gave 2 points a minute ago to Fall City that should have been Conestoga's points. Baseline left side in the corner. Buttrick has the ball into Big John Craig. Craig tries to move to the basket, and he will be fouled. Now they're finally getting it corrected on the scoreboard. The foul is going to be on Vanda. That's his first personal. Our score is 8-2. Conestoga up by 6 with 5:07 to go. For the longest time, they had two of Conestoga's points up on Fall City's side of the ledger, and they now have it fixed. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter, 8-2, Conestoga with the lead, Tigers basketball. Buttrick between the rings, top of the circle, pass comes to the right side to Farmer. Farmer kicks it down into the corner to Kyle Eichhoff, who's in the ball game now. Eichhoff deep in the corner, baseline right side. Eichhoff hands the ball down into Race Farmer. He's trapped down here in trouble. Double team. Farmer has to throw the ball off of one of the defenders to make it go out of bounds to maintain possession for the Tigers. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Bredemeyer will inbound it. He'll trigger it in on the baseline, the right side, under his own backboard. Bredemeyer flips it into Jackson Strauss. Strauss comes up top to Buttrick with it. Into the corner. Bredemeyer for three. Got it. Nice shot by Carson Bredemeyer. He hits a three from deep in the corner, right side of the basket. It's a three-point ball game, 8-5. Here's a driving layup at the other end by Jack Welch. Welch took it coast-to-coast all the way down. Caught the Tigers sleeping a little bit on defense, and Welch got down and got the lay-in. 10-5, your score. 5-point lead once again for Conestoga. Bryson Buttrick behind the back dribble. A cross-court pass looking for Bredemeyer. Buttrick threw it away. The ball gets away, goes out of bounds. This full-court press causing problems. Timeout taken, Fall City. 4:08 to go first quarter. 10-5, Cougars lead it. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Marvin City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potipton superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes and 8 seconds to play here. 4:08 to go in the first quarter. 10-5. Conestoga up by 5. This full court press has caused the Tigers some issues. A couple of turnovers resulting in baskets by Conestoga. Cougars with the ball as we resume live action. With it is Vanda. Savanda to the top of the circle. Fox kicks it back to the corner, right side of the lane. Between the rings, top of the key, handling it is Bryson Berg. Berg gives it off to the left in the paint. into the corner. Long three from the right side, up and good. Hitting the three in the corner was Lucas Michael. That's his second three-pointer and the third three-pointer of the ball game already from that outside perimeter by the Cougars. 13-5 now, an eight-point lead for the Cougars. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And a 10-second call. Bryson Buttrick got caught in backcourt, did not get it across the timeline against that press before the 10 seconds expired. That's the fourth turnover already as a result of this press against the Tigers here. The Cougars making use of that full court pressure and getting possessions as a result. 3:29 to go first quarter, 13-5 now, an eight-point lead for Conestoga. With the ball is Ty Fox. Fox across court right side, Savanda. Savanda comes to the near wing with it. This is Simones. Simones can't get in. Good defense there being played up top by Race Farmer. They put it inside the paint. Fall away jump shot in the lane. Up and good by Ty Fox. That's Fox's first 2 points. Full court pressure again by the Cougars. This time bringing it up is Jackson Strauss. Gives it back to Buttrick. Buttrick takes it down the left sideline. He's trapped over there. Has the ball taken away. But I think they're going to say that the guy stole the ball, stepped on the sideline as he stole the basketball. Jack Welch. Now into the lineup is Hernandez for Fall City. Hernandez onto the floor for the Tigers. Waiting for the inbound pass. Jackson Strauss gets it into Hernandez. It comes right back to Strauss. Lob pass into John Craig. Craig backs in. Moves to the hoop. Shot is up. No, couldn't get it. Rebound Strauss. Flips it out to Buttrick. On the elbow. Again, it goes into Craig. He's double team. He's triple team. Craig just moving people out of there. Hernandez driving. Flips it across. Has the pass stolen away from him. With the seal is Ty Fox. Ty Fox down court. He hit the jumper a minute ago. Moves into the paint. Flips the ball to the right side of the lane. Driving laying up and good by Noah Simones. Simones' first 2 points. It's 17-5. The lead is 12 now for Conestoga. Tigers just having a dickens of a time with this pressure. Bryson Buttrick trying to dribble it up court. Ball is kicked off the foot of one of the Conestoga players. It goes out of bounds off the foot of Ty Fox. Buttrick was trying a bounce pass across the timeline to Bredemeyer, and Fox kicked the ball up into the stands. Now it'll be played in on the side and backcourt. Jackson Strauss to toss it in. Gets it into Bredemeyer. Back to Strauss across the timeline. Strauss into the corner left side. Hernandez looking for John Craig in the paint. Here's Bredemeyer for three. Long shot up off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Jack Welch, and Welch with the downcourt pass. Now Welch gets the ball back in the paint. Can't get the shot off. Top of the circle. Gives up to Fox. In the paint. Fall away. Jumper up off. No good. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. Buttrick to the left side. Looking for Hernandez down in the corner. Hernandez didn't see the ball coming. It goes out of bounds into the stands. And yet another turnover. Turnovers have plagued this Tiger team here in the first quarter. It's 17-5, a 12-point lead for Conestoga. A minute 36 to play in the first quarter as Ty Fox brings the ball down and sets the offense for the Cougars. Fox dribbles to the corner. A push foul on the baseline. Going to be called against the Tigers. Let's see who this one's on. Foul is going to be on Jackson Strauss. On Jackson, his first personal team foul, number one of the half on the Tigers. Cougars basketball inbound it to Johnny Welder, who's in the game now. Welder puts a pass into the lane. Shot is up and off, no good. Hernandez comes down with a rebound. Gives off to Buttrick. Fox chases Buttrick in backcourt. Ty Fox has Buttrick, gets rid of the ball to Hernandez across the timeline. They made it across before the 10 seconds. Hernandez flips it to the left side to Jackson Strauss. Strauss between the legs dribble. Pulls up for a three from the left wing that's off. John Craig battling down there with Bryson Burke for the rebound. Burke comes.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
You can go. Hello?
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee. Spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510. Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too.
You're located listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We move to second quarter action. We apologize for the technical difficulties. To be honest with you, we're out here in the country near Murray, Nebraska. The cell signal not as strong as we had hoped for. 17-5 your score after one quarter. We move to second quarter action. Conestoga with the basketball. Jack Welch on the dribble. Welch feeds it inside the paint to Bryson Berg. Berg backs it back out and flips to the left wing now. Comes across with it to Welch. Jump shot for three from the corner. Bingo! He got it. Another three out of the corner by Noah Simones. And that's the fourth three-pointer of the game here now for Conestoga. They're up 20-5. John Craig with the ball across the timeline. And he's going to be fouled as he brings it into forecourt. The foul's on Bryson Berg. On Berg, his first personal team foul number two on the Cougars. Just underway here in the second period. 7:33 on the clock. 20-5. Conestoga up by 15. Bredemeyer with the basketball. Comes to the right side to Buttrick. Buttrick into John Craig. He's double-teamed. Craig has to flip it back up top to Buttrick just to get rid of the basketball. They had Craig trapped down there under the basket in the lane. Now a spin move by Race Farmer. Gets free into the corner. Flips it back up to Jackson Strauss. And they come to John Craig. Clear out near the midcourt circle. John Craig pushed clear out to the corner. Now he moves to the right side. Baseline in the corner. Gets the pass from Bredemeyer. Craig tries to muscle his way into the paint. Goes up with a shot in the lane. Up and good. John Craig with a nice move. Just muscled his way in there against three defenders. And put a jump shot up and put it in the hoop. It's 20-7. Here's another three from the corner. This up and off. No good. Cougars with the rebound. Coming down with the ball is Ty Fox. Fox in the paint. Fall away jumper. It's up and off. No good. John Craig battles for the rebound. Comes down with it. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul called. The foul is going to be on Conestoga this time. Called for the foul is Lucas Michael. His first team foul number three. Tigers basketball against the press. Inbound pass. Bredemeyer starts to bring it up court. Across court to Race Farmer. Bryson Buttrick gets it into forecourt in the corner on the left side. Buttrick dribbles into the paint to Farmer. Baseline right side. There's John Craig up for a shot. It's blocked away. Craig's shot is blocked by Ty Fox. Fast break the other way. Shot off the glass up. No good. Try for put back up and good by Bryson Berg. Berg missed the first shot. Got his own rebound and got the put back. It's 22-7. The lead is 15 with 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Bryson Buttrick dribbling between three defenders in backcourt chasing him. Somebody's got to be open if there's three guys down there on him. Baseline left side. Here's Jackson Strauss. Strauss has the ball dribbled away. It's stolen by Jack Welch. Welch down court. A minute ago, Buttrick had three defenders on him in backcourt. Here's a skip pass across court. Pass inside, stolen away, Jackson Strauss, one-on-one fast break, driving lay-in up and good. Jackson Strauss got the breakaway lay-in for the Tigers. 22-9 your score. The lead is 13, 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, first half. A three-pointer on the way from the right side, up and good by Jack Welch, his second three-pointer of the night, and that's 5 three-pointers this evening already for the Conestoga Cougars. Jackson Strauss starts up court. Big collision here between Strauss and Noah Simones, and Simones is going to get tagged for the personal. Back into the lineup now comes Evan Savanda. Savanda checks in, replacing Ty Fox for Conestoga. 5:14 to go first half. It's 25-9, Conestoga, courtesy of 5 three-pointers here in this first half with the lead. Bryson Buttrick tries to put a move over here on Savanda to get away. Bounce pass, puts it into Craig. Craig backs in, back out to Buttrick for an open look three from the corner. It's off the rim and won't fall, and the rebound comes down to Lucas Michael. Michael, outlet pass down to Jack Welch. Welch went over in the corner. He hit a couple of threes from there. Here's a three from the top of the circle. That's up and off the rim. Back to the left elbow. They think about another three. Now a little hook shot in the paint. Up and good by Lucas Michael. Michael's got 8 points in the ballgame. Little right-handed hook shot, kind of an NBA-style move inside the paint over the defender. 27-9 now, Conestoga with the lead. Timeout taken by Fall City. 4.5 minutes to play in the first half. 27-9, Tigers trail. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Hoppy Realty and Farm Management.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Conestoga High School, just west of Murray, Nebraska. Aaron Wisdom is our producer engineer for tonight's presentation back at the KTNC studios. John Nixon on the air right now over on Sunny 101.3 with the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds in Humboldt at HTRS. The last report we had there at halftime in the girls' game, HTRS was leading Johnson County Central 18-6. We'll have more scoring updates for you on those. In the girls' game, played here earlier this evening, Falls City got the win 45-41 over Conestoga. We're back to live action here in the boys' varsity contest. Jackson Strauss has the basketball. Strauss has to flip a pass up to Buttrick as he got double-teamed at the free-throw line to Reese Farmer. Farmer comes back around to Strauss. Spin move, Strauss, double team. Strauss tries to put up a shot, passes the ball to John Craig. Craig backs in, goes up with a shot that won't fall, rolled off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Noah Simones. Simones with it. Simones all the way into the line, over Strauss, shot is up, off, no good. Farmer with the rebound. Farmer, outlet pass down to Buttrick. Buttrick in a hurry, down to Bredemeyer on the left side. Bredemeyer driving baseline, left side of the basket, has the ball dribbled away from him and stolen by Ty Fox. Fox gives the ball up to Bryson Berg. Underneath the basket. Oh, an easy two under the basket by Lucas Michael. They found Michael all alone waiting under the basket. Got the pass into him for the easy two off the glass. It's 29-9 now, a 20-point lead. Tigers need a basket. Buttrick gives it up to John Craig. Craig top of the circle. Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to the right side. Reese Farmer with it, looking for Craig. Craig under the basket. Shot is up. John Craig got it, and he drew the foul. John Craig with a nice, strong move to the bucket, right into the teeth of that defense. He just muscled it up there, put it in for the score, and drew the foul on Noah Simones on Simones' second personal, team foul number 5. So we'll have John Craig at the line for the and one. Craig has 4 points in the ballgame so far tonight on a pair of field goals. Here he'll be shooting one shot. 3:20 to go in the ballgame, first half. Free throw is up for Craig off the back of the rim and popped out of there. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Jack Welch. Welch lost his dribble in backcourt. Ty Fox comes back to get the ball from him. Now Ty Fox goes to Welch. Welch at the free throw line. Up top of the key to Fox. Fox kicks it to the left side down in the corner. Goes down to Michael. This is where they've been hitting the threes. Open look. They're deciding not to take the three that time. Instead, they give it back again to Ty Fox. box with a little floater off the glass, up and good. Well, I'll tell you what, Conestoga is shooting lights out here tonight. I'd like to see their field goal percentage. They haven't missed very many, especially from three-point range. They've got five already, and I think they're 5 of 6. Here are the Tigers the other way. Jackson Strauss very quickly down court. They found Jackson under the basket. He laid it in. Jackson Strauss has 6 points. 31-13 your score. 2:27 to go in the first half. Cougars basketball. Ty Fox, top of the circle, right side. Across court, skip pass. Down deep in the corner, baseline left side, Johnny Welder holds the ball. Now he'll hand the ball to Ty Fox. And Ty Fox backs it back out between the rings. Fox free throw line, jump shot there, off the rim, no. Tipped all around, and the rebound to Jackson Strauss. Outlet pass, Bryson Buttrick. Down court, Race Farmer. Farmer goes into John Craig. Craig has the ball tipped away, comes back out to Strauss at the top of the free throw circle. Strauss goes to Bredemeyer with his pass, right elbow. Bredemeyer at the free throw line, flips it over to John Craig. Craig can't get inside the paint, can't back it in, has to go back out to Strauss with it on the left wing. Now a cross-court skip pass comes to the near side to Buttrick. John Craig at the free throw line, a little give and go. Craig tries to back it in. He's double-teamed. They take the ball away. Now everybody diving after it. Craig comes up with the ball to the right side to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer had an open look, didn't take it. Buttrick in the corner, left side of the basket. Skip pass, top of the key, back up to Bredemeyer. Well, that was an adventurous little sequence there. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Conestoga's Ty Fox. On Fox, his first team foul, number 6. Here's Hernandez back into the lineup, replacing John Craig. And coming in for Race Farmer now is Kyle Eichhoff back onto the floor for the Tigers. Minute 23 to go in the first half, 31-13. The inbound pass comes into Carson Bredemeyer on the side, around to Eichhoff right wing. Eichhoff tried to go to Hernandez in the corner. Hernandez has the ball slapped out of his hands by Evans Evanda, and it'll stay with the Tigers. Fall City's basketball. Jackson Strauss inbounds it to Bredemeyer. Comes back to Strauss, right side of the lane. Strauss packs it out between the rings, a cross-court pass to the left wing to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick, little head and shoulders fake, got into traffic, had the ball slapped away from him and stole it. Down court in a hurry on the fast break come the Cougars. Now they'll back it up and set things up. Bryson Berg, a cross-court pass. Down deep in the corner, baseline right side handling the ball is Johnny Welder. Oh, here's a big collision in the paint. Trying to go down was Bryson Berg in the lane. A foul on the floor is going to be called on the Tigers. Foul is going to be on Kyle Eichhoff.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Long three on the shot. Bredemeyer from the corner comes off, doesn't drop, and at the half, our score, the Conestoga Cougars 32 and the Falls City Tigers 15. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with a halftime scoring recap after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College. El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Conestoga. Our halftime score, the Conestoga Cougars leading the Falls City Tigers 32-15. Individual scoring for Conestoga, Lucas Michael leads away with 11 points. Jack Welch has 8, 5 for Noah Simones, and Ty Fox and Bryson Berg with 4 points each for their total of 32. From the charity stripe, Conestoga went 1 out of 2. For the Falls City Tigers, Jackson Strauss leads the way with 6 points. Carson Bredemeyer has 5, and John Craig with 4 for their total of 15. From the free throw line, Falls City went 2 out of 3 at the charity stripe. At the half, 32-15 our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, then we'll have a local weather forecast for you. Another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 Morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streich. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streich and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracks. Track 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Track 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We are seeing some cooler than normal temperatures, and this is due to a trough of low pressure currently situated over the Midwest. And we're seeing sub-zero wind chill values associated with this. However, as we start to go into the weekend, we will see warming temperatures, and this is due to a ridge of high pressure moving into the area. We'll see lots of sunshine as well as highs in the upper 40s and 50s. Your forecast for tonight shows mostly clear skies below at zero and wind chill values of 10 below. Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 30 degrees and wind chill values remain at 10 below, south winds gusting up to 25. For Saturday, we'll see sunny skies and a high around 40 degrees. Sunday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. And Monday, we'll see partly sunny skies with a high around 50 degrees. And Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-20s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently 9 above.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Conestoga High School. It's halftime. The Conestoga Cougars leading the Falls City Tigers. Our halftime score, the Cougars 32 and the Tigers 15. In the girls' game earlier tonight, the Falls City girls got the win over Conestoga. The final in that one was 45-41. Maddie Jones and Chase Nolte led the way in double figures. They had 12 points each for the Lady Tigers in that ball game. John Nixon is on the air on Sunny 101.3. He's in Humboldt tonight, HTRS, playing the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. We've got a final now in the girls' game. It was HTRS defeating JCC by 6 points, 37-31, the final in that one. HTRS 37 and JCC 31, the final score in the girls' varsity game down in Humboldt. Just a few seconds away from being ready to move into third quarter action. At last, the band has decided to hang it up here. This is one of those places where the band director even plays music during 30-second timeouts. When there's just as little as a 30-second timeout on the floor, they fire up the entire band and play some music for us. So we got lots of additional entertainment here for this evening at Conestoga. Hope to get through this second half without any mishaps. I want to apologize for the technical difficulties we ran into in the first half of this boys' game. We're out at Murray Conestoga, out in kind of no man's land for cell signal, and despite our using an auxiliary antenna on our system here, from time to time we just have our call dropped. We're showing four bars, so we've got plenty of signal, but for some reason the call drops on us, and you know how discouraging that is. So bear with us. We're going to do our best to get this second half in. 32-15, Tigers trail. Fall City will have the basketball. The inbound pass to start the third quarter. Comes into Bryson Buttrick. He has the ball tipped away, grabbed up by Reese Farmer, who gets it back to Buttrick across the timeline. Buttrick into the corner. Brennemeyer for three, right side, too long, over the top, doesn't go. The rebound to Savannah. That one went over the top and missed everything. The way, fast break, driving lay-in up, off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Michael to the right side. Here's a three on the way that's in and out. Michael with the rebound. Follow shot Savannah put back. Follow shot Savannah put back again. Still can't get it, and the tip-in is up and good by Ty Fox. Fox got it to drop. It's 34-15. Full court pressure by Conestoga. Down Jackson Strauss, dribbles between two defenders, gets it across the timeline to Bredemeyer, to Reese Farmer in the corner. Back to Bredemeyer now between the rings. He's at the top of the free throw circle, holds the basketball. Bounce pass comes to Strauss on the far side. Now Buttrick with the basketball. Buttrick between the legs dribble. John Craig sets a pick for him. But switch off into John Craig. He moves to the hoop. Off the glass, Craig puts a shot up, doesn't get it. Fighting for the rebound, John Craig there battling with Noah Simons. And it looks like a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Cougars. Conestoga's basketball. Jack Welch with the ball. He's at the top of the free throw circle. Buttrick comes out to get him. Across to the near side on the wing, Simons. Now to Ty Fox. Fox, free throw line. Into the corner. A three from the corner right side is in and out. That one didn't drop for him. That was put up by Michael. Here's another three that's up. Bounces off, doesn't go. It tipped out of there, and they got the rebound again. Ty Fox to the right side. Simons put that three up. In the corner left side, Michael with the ball. At the free throw line, they put it into Welch. Back to the key. Welch thought about the three, decided not to take it that time. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 34-15 if you're just tuning in. Tigers are trailing Conestoga. Conestoga kind of letting the air out of things here a little bit now as they're just passing the ball around the outside perimeter of this defense and not taking the shots even when they have them. Savannah into the corner. Now here's a three on the way from the right wing that's up and off no good. Well, after hitting all those threes in the first half, they've missed three in a row now, Conestoga, and this time the ball gets away, goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Tigers. Checking into the lineup is Bryson Berg. Bryson Berg and Bryson Buttrick out there head-to-head. Trying to make a tongue twister for me here. Bryson Berg and Buttrick. Buttrick with the basketball, guarded by Bryson Berg. A cross-court pass. Bredemeyer lob into Jackson Strauss to John Craig under the basket. John Craig forces a shot up that's blocked away. The rebound, though, is grabbed down by Race Farmer. Here's Buttrick for three from the right corner. Misses everything. Comes up short. The rebound pulled down by Simons. Simons waited for that short shot and caught it just short of the rim. He'll bring the ball down court himself and flip it to the baseline right side to Michael. Looking inside the paint. Near the charity stripe, holding the ball. Now to the corner left side. Here's a long three that's off the rim and doesn't go. And Conestoga's missed four in a row here to start this third quarter from three-point range. Now we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is on Jack Welch. That's his first team foul of the half on the Cougars. Full court pressure. being applied here. Down court, Jackson Strauss with the dribble. Strauss goes around the defender, gets it across the midcourt line, flips it to Brennemeyer left wing. Between the rings, comes up with it to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick backs out to the midcourt circle on the dribble. Now goes to the left wing with it to Brennemeyer. Brennemeyer dribbles in, drives for a layup, can't get it. John Craig, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. John Craig got the put back. He's got 6 points. It's 34-17 with 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Conestoga's basketball. They whip a long pass across the lane into Fox in the corner. He doesn't want to take the shot. It comes back to the right side to Michael. Now in the paint holding it, here's Michael for three from the right side, up and good. Michael, his third three-pointer of the night. He's got 14 now, and it's 37-17. The lead is 20 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jackson Strauss has the ball dribbled away on the press, driving, laying off the glass, up and good. Noah Simone's got the steal. Jackson Strauss got his pocket picked in backcourt, trying to dribble through that press. Bryson Buttrick brings the ball down court. He gets through the press with it inside. Shot is up. Strauss off the rim. No. Rebound down to Ty Fox. They feed it inside the paint to Michael. His little hook shot is up. It's in and out. Doesn't go. And Race Farmer has the rebound. He flips the outlet pass out to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick down court against the press. Almost walked with it to Jackson Strauss for three from the corner. Got it! Jackson Strauss hits the three from the corner down in the left side of the basket and got it down. He's got 9 points now in the ball game. Timeout on the floor. 3:18 to play third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back in half a minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, my broadcast buddy John Nixon is down in Humboldt, Johnson County Central, playing HTRS. And as you probably figured out, we exchange text messages during these broadcasts so that we can update each other on the scores of our respective games. John just sent me a text with a picture of Gracie Schaefer. She turned an ankle just before parents' night down there. So what did they do with Gracie? They loaded her up in a garbage can on wheels and wheeled her out onto the floor in a garbage can for parents' night so that she could get out there since she couldn't walk on her ankle. The things you don't see sometimes when you pick up your phone during a broadcast. We're back to live action here. Conestoga will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Right side is Michael with the ball. Michael flips it off here to Ty Fox. A cross-court pass. Now to the left side baseline in the corner. Ty Fox gets it back at the top of the free throw circle. Looking in the paint for Michael. They can't get it to him. Now Michael moves in traffic. There's a three from the corner on the left side that's short off the rim, and Bryson Buttrick has the rebound. Buttrick will push it down quickly before they can put pressure on him for this press. His pass goes to Brennemeyer. Oh, Brennemeyer tried to put it across court, and he was looking over there on the far side for Kyle Eichhoff, who checked in, and Eichhoff made a move to the bucket just as he let go of the pass, and it goes up into the stands. A turnover for the Tigers. 2:35 to go, third quarter, 39-20. The lead is 19. Very patient now on offense are the Conestoga Cougars. Jump shot right side baseline up. No. Rebound, follow shot, put back won't go by Ty Fox. Fox got his second shot blocked. Now they flip it out to the top of the key. And wait a minute, we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the baseline. See who they put this one on. The foul is going to be on Bryson Buttrick. On Buttrick, his first team foul, number one of the half. Cougars will have the ball under their own basket. In traffic, Ty Fox, fall away jumper, up and good. Ty Fox has 8 points. It's 41-20. Long down court, fast break under the basket. Eichhoff couldn't get uncontested lay-in. They got the ball to him, and Eichhoff missed the layup on the far end. Rebound to the Cougars. They come back this direction. With it now is Lucas Michael. He holds the ball. Bounce pass to the top of the key. Between the rings at the top of the circle is Ty Fox. Into the corner, baseline left side. Now Fox goes down deep with it to Jack Welch. Welch could have taken a shot there, decided not to. Minute 37 to go in the third quarter, 41-20. Conestoga very content to slow things down here. Michael had the ball tipped away from him. Goes right back, however, into the hands of Jack Welch. Welch tosses up to Ty Fox with the ball. Fox guarded in the man-to-man defense here very closely by Race Farmer. Floater in the paint, put up. It doesn't go. Buttrick just lets the ball go out of bounds, and it'll be Fall City's basketball. Hernandez back into the lineup now for Fall City. Hernandez comes in to replace Race Farmer. Also, Simone's back on the floor now for Conestoga. He will replace Lucas Michael. A minute 15 to go, third quarter, 41-20. Tigers trail. Buttrick passes forward to Bredemeyer with it. Bredemeyer left side to Jackson Strauss. Strauss to Hernandez. Hernandez holds the ball at the top of the free throw circle for a moment. Now gives off to Bredemeyer on the left side of the lane. Bredemeyer gives to Jackson Strauss and sets a pick for him. Hernandez had an open take shot there, didn't take it. Back into the corner, right wing. Jackson Strauss with the ball. 40 seconds to go here in the period. Inside to Eichhoff. Back up top to Strauss. 41-20. Tigers down by 21, just slowing it down with 30 seconds to go in the period. Bryson Buttrick tries to force up a shot. Passes to Hernandez. His shot is up, doesn't get it. Hernandez will be fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot two here. Foul is going to be called on Noah Simones, his third personal, team foul number two on the Cougars. At the free throw line, Hernandez, a 6-foot junior. This will be his first trip to the line, shooting two. First one is up and good. Elijah Hernandez has a second one coming. 26 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 41-21. Tigers down by 20 as Hernandez is ready for his second free throw. It's up, and this one rims off. Sat there for a minute on the rim and then dropped off the left side point. Coming down to play for one now is Conestoga. Corner baseline, Welch. Welch out onto the elbow to Simones. Welch comes around, picks up the basketball, and dribbles between the rings. Goes right back to Simones. He's in the paint, trapped down there. Flips it up top to Bryson Berg. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, in the paint. Jump shot at the buzzer, up and no good. After three quarters, 41-21. We've got a foul called, though, however, at that buzzer. The foul is going to be called on Kyle Eichhoff, his third personal. And at the free throw line will be Jack Welch to shoot two shots. The first is up and off, no good. He'll get another attempt here. Second shot coming for Jack Welch. This shot is up, and it's good. He hit one out of two. Makes our score 42-21 after three quarters. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Conestoga High School. After three quarters, the Conestoga Cougars leading the Fall City Tigers 42-21. 42-21 our score. Fall City will be at Johnson County Central Saturday afternoon. Yours truly will be there. We'll have live coverage on Sunny 101.3. As the Tigers take on the Thunderbirds of JCC. Girl-boy doubleheader beginning at 4:30 Saturday afternoon at Tecumseh. Fall City's basketball, John Craig has it on the right side of the lane. Now we've got a whistle and a timeout. Coach Bredemeyer comes up, wants to take an early timeout here in the fourth quarter. 7:44 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
7:44 to go in the ballgame. We're back to live action. Ball City will inbound it. They toss it into John Craig under the basket. Craig has the ball stolen away from him on the inbound pass taken away by Ty Fox. Fox up court, one-on-one, works against Jackson Strauss. Pass underneath the basket, lay-in up off the glass, and good. Lucas Michael. Ty Fox found his teammate, Lucas Michael, under the basket. Gave a nice little shuttle pass off to him. Michael got the basket and drew the foul. The foul is going to be called on Carson Bredemeyer. On Bredemeyer, his first personal, team foul number 3 of the half on the Tigers. At the free throw line for the and one is Lucas Michael. Free throw is up. It is short. Couldn't get it. Craig battles for the rebound. He flips the ball out to Bredemeyer. John Craig did a good job down there battling 3 defenders to flip that ball to Bredemeyer and get possession for the Tigers. Bryson Buttrick feeds it in traffic to Race Farmer. Farmer has to save it from going out of bounds, not able to do so over near the band and the snare drums. It goes into the stands, and the turnover gives the ball back once again to the Cougars. Turnovers have been an issue tonight for the Tigers with this full-court pressure throughout the game being applied by the Cougars. Here's a shot that's up, partially blocked by John Craig, and then he got the rebound and flips it in, saves it from going out of bounds, gets it into Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer down court with his pass to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick on the right side between the rings, top of the key, Jackson Strauss. Around the horn it comes to Bredemeyer. Underneath the basket, in the lane, here's Jackson Strauss with a shot that's up and good. Nice move by Jackson Strauss under the basket. Strauss in double figures. He's got 11 points now for the Tigers. 44-23 your score, 6:39 to go in the ballgame. Cougars basketball, Ty Fox across court. Ball deflected away by Jackson Strauss, but Strauss touched it last, so it'll stay with the Cougars. Cougars basketball in forecourt. Ty Fox to inbound it. Tosses it into backcourt now to Welch. Welch comes down to set the offense. He's got Simones in the paint. Simones fall-away shot up and good. Noah Simones. Boy, I'll tell you, with the exception of a few missed threes, back in that third quarter, they have shot lights out tonight. The Cougars doing a great job from the field. Their field goal percentage has to be wonderful for them tonight. In the paint, there's Buttrick. Forces a shot up between two defenders. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Fast break. All the way to the other end goes Bryson Berg. Could have had a layup and decided not to take it. He feeds the ball across. A little reverse lay-in up and off. No good. Craig had the rebound. Now reverse follow-up. Put up and good by Ty Fox. Ty Fox in double figures. He's got 10 points. And it'll be Fall City's basketball. Down court come the Tigers. They trail now 48-23. Down by 25 points with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Race Farmer with the ball. Farmer gives to Strauss at the free throw line. Here's a three up by Bredemeyer from the left elbow. Off the back of the iron, too strong. And the rebound once again down to the Cougars. Conestoga, for the most part, controlling the defensive boards off the missed shots. Fall City has had very seldom had a second opportunity. Here's a three on the way from the right side, up by Lucas. It doesn't go, but the rebound comes down to the Cougars. Again, Ty Fox driving lay-in, up and good. Fox has 12 points as he got the layup. Got in behind the defense on the backdoor pass there, took it and laid it off the glass. 4:49 to go in the ballgame. 50-23 your score. John Craig under the basket. He goes up with a shot. He'll be fouled. When John Craig gets that head of steam up and moving toward the bucket, there's not a lot you can do to stop him. Maybe the wise thing to do would be to get the heck out of the way. Jack Welch wasn't able to get out of the way that time, and Welch will be called for the foul, his second at the line. John Craig, free throw is up, off, no good. He's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. John has 6 points in the ballgame. He'll get another shot right here. Subs coming in now for Conestoga. They're bringing Evan Savanda off the floor and Johnny Welder back onto the floor. John Craig ready for his second free throw attempt. This one is up. It's good. He hit that one. Craig now with 7 points in the ballgame. He'll come out of the ballgame, and then to replace him comes Kyle Eichhoff. 4:39 to go in the ball game. Simone's little give and go on the right side of the lane in the paint. Feeds it under the basket. Almost lost it out of bounds. It flipped back into Johnny Welder. Welder hands to Simone. Simone's a little floating lay-in up and good. Noah Simone's pretty move to the basket. He's in double figures. He's got 11. 52-24 your score. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the ball game here at Conestoga. Buttrick flips the ball out onto the left elbow on the wing to Bredemeyer. He passes up top to Jackson Strauss, who goes out near the midcourt circle. A cross-court pass, far side, Bryson Buttrick. Tigers are passing the ball a lot around, but they're staying 3 to 5 feet outside the three-point arc, not able to penetrate this switch-off man-to-man defense here that Conestoga's running. Almost stealing the ball there was Fox. Here's a driving lay-in that's put up and won't drop. Put up by Bredemeyer, the rebound down to Conestoga. Again, that one shot. Here's a fall-away jumper up and good by Jack Welch. Welch with the fall-away jumper got her down. Lead is 30 now, 54-24. Buttrick all the way in. He forces up a shot that won't go. They say no foul. The ball went out of bounds for Bryson. It'll turn it back to Conestoga. Now, wait a minute. They're going to say, I thought Conestoga blocked that. They're going to say Conestoga touched it. Fall City should get to keep the basketball here, and they will. 3:25 to go. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up show. We'll let you know how your favorite player did, give you all the individual scoring rundown for both teams as part of our post-game. Buttrick gets the inbound pass. He stands down in the corner. Right side, deep baseline. Pass comes up top with it. Jackson Strauss for three. It's off the rim from the right elbow and the rebound to Conestoga. 3:10 to go in the game. Cougars basketball. Up by 30, 54-24. Here's a shot from the corner. Right side, just now coming in off the bench was Sampson, and Sampson gets 2 points. Kieran Sampson, you could hear the approval of the Conestoga crowd when Sampson came in off the bench and got a quick basket. Here's a long three by Bredemeyer that doesn't go. Rebound, Eichhoff, follow shot, it won't drop. And the rebound now comes down to Zachariah Smith. Zachariah Smith, down court to Savannah. Savannah picked up by Eichhoff on the baseline. Couldn't get a shot. Eichhoff forced him out of bounds down there. It'll be a turnover. Fall City will get the ball back. Caden Zimmerman into the lineup now. Lots of subs checking into the ball game. Andy Lamore checks in. Now here comes Fall City clearing the bench. Hernandez comes into the contest. Charlie McNeely onto the floor. Charlie McNeely checks in. Trying to see who else we got getting into the game now for Fall City. We'll get them picked up in a minute. Tigers basketball. Joe Bertisca on the floor. McKim is in the ball game also. Left wing, Charlie McNeely. Up top, gives it up to McKim. McKim comes to Hernandez on the left side. Hernandez tries to penetrate in the paint, can't get there. Finds Eichhoff with a pass. Eichhoff will be called for a travel. It'll turn it over, give it back to Conestoga. They're emptying the benches now. Here's Brecklenburg into the lineup. Lots of new players on the floor here for both teams. Joe Bertisca comes up defensively now. He'll try to pick up Lamore. A cross-court pass goes to Zachariah Smith. Zachariah Smith feeds it down to Caden Zimmerman. Ball tipped away. McKim comes up with it. Outlet pass to Joe Bertisca. Bertisca up court with it. Under 2 minutes to play now. A minute 49 to go in the ballgame. Trapped down in the corner on the right side is Eichhoff. Bounce pass goes to Eichhoff. He feeds it inside. Shot up by Bertisca. Blocked away. Hernandez gets the rebound. Now a whistle. Ball goes out of bounds. The officials all look at one another. You got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And the foul is going to be on Jaden Widner. Widler, and Widler picks up his first personal. Team foul number 4. Fall City's basketball. A minute 38 to go. McKim to inbound it. Into the corner. Here's a long two from the baseline left side. Shot put up by Charlie McNeely that comes up short. Lamora with the rebound. Down court to Zimmerman. Caden Zimmerman, not Zimmerman, but Zimmerman with an S. There's a Zimmerman on the team, but this was Zimmerman. At the free throw line, Brecklenburg. Brecklenburg feeds it underneath. Nope, whistle and a foul on the baseline. Foul's going to be on Fall City's Joe Vertiska. Vertiska picks up his first personal. Team foul number 4. Clock is down to a minute 15 to go. Again, be sure to stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a rundown on the numbers, the individual scoring totals for both teams. That'll all be coming up after we wrap it up here tonight. With the ball, Lamore across court left side. Zachariah Smith handles the basketball. This is going to be an over and back. Not able to handle it there. Andy let the ball get away from him. Tigers will get possession of the ball. A minute 4 to play in the game. Inbounding the pass. McKim will inbound it in forecourt on the side. McKim waiting to lob it in. Going to have to hurry now. Puts it into Joe Vertiska. Vertiska goes to the right elbow. Baseline right side, Hernandez. Back up to McKim. Hernandez with the ball. Had it to Charlie McNeely for a minute. To McKim in traffic. He's double-teamed. He's triple-teamed. No place to go for McKim. The ball is stolen away. With the steal, Jaden Widmer. 45 seconds to play. Into forecourt. Widler. Widler to the left elbow. Baseline in traffic. Trying to move to the basket. Shot is up. No. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Up and good. By Kieran Sampson. Sampson's second bucket. He just got in here late in the last minute and has 4 points in the ballgame. 25 seconds to play in the game. 58-24, your score. 58-24, Tigers trail. 20 seconds to play. With the ball, Joe Vertiska. Vertiska, jump shot in the paint. Up and good. Joe Vertiska, with a nice move to the basket, went right over two defenders with a little floater and dropped that one in. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Conestoga will just dribble this puppy out. Your final score tonight, the Conestoga Cougars 58 and the Fall City Tigers 26. 58-26, your final score. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring recap right after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potten superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Conestoga High School. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap. Our final score tonight, the Conestoga Cougars 58 and the Fall City Tigers 26. Let's look at the individual scoring first of all. For the Cougars, they had 4 starters that finished in double figures. Lucas Michael led the way with 16 points. Ty Fox had 12, 11 for Noah Simones, and 11 also for Jack Welch. Bryson Berg, another starter, had 4 points, and Kieran Sampson came off the bench late in the game to chip in 4 for Conestoga's total of 58. From the free throw line, Conestoga hit 2 out of 5. Not a lot of free throw shot tonight in the ballgame. Scoring for the Fall City Tigers, leading the way was Jackson Strauss. He was in double figures with 11 points. John Craig finished with the 7. Carson Bredemeyer chipped in 5. 2 for Joe Bertisca there near the end. And Elijah Hernandez hit 1 out of 2 from the line for a single point for Fall City's total of 26. From the charity stripe, Fall City shot 4 out of 7 from the line. Well, the Tigers will be on action again Saturday afternoon at Tecumseh, taking on Johnson County Central. The girls' game starts at 4:30, boys' game around 6 o'clock. A girl-boy doubleheader. I'll have the play-by-play for you. That'll be live on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, Fall City at Johnson County Central. Don't miss it, coming up this Saturday afternoon. Again, in the girls' game earlier tonight, Fall City got the win 45-41 over Conestoga. So that just about wraps it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in the boys' varsity contest. It was Conestoga 58, Fall City 26. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on KTNC.